And away we go into a fantastic, fabulous, fine Friday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Okay, you got the Friday part right.
Yeah.
I don't know about
that.
That was
about it.
I don't know about the rest of it. Hello to our five listeners out there. oh, boy. And weather. Oh, did you hear Joe Bastardi's forecast like 2 minutes ago? Yes, you did hear the words wet snow.
What?
For tomorrow.
I thought that was just the transmitter going wacky again.
Or my crazy.
What?
Or my crazy new hearing.
Ugh.
It's like, wet snow? Really? So, anyway, friends, this is the last of our abbreviated shows, all right? I guess LeVar is going back home to California or something. But
yeah.
Anyway, next week, Monday, we'll go back to our normal two-hour set from 8 to 10. And we'll hopefully, laughingly said, get things back to normal. Yes, later on in the show, we'll in this hour, we'll have some open time. Yes, I'll tell you my story because it's weird. It's weird.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so now, we've got a number of political topics coming up because hopefully you know that we have an election day coming up in about a week and a half. And before you go, all right, don't go to sleep on us, all right? Granted, this primary election day, not that exciting, meaning a lot of folks running unopposed. In other words, they have no opponent, Democrat, Republican, whatever. Presidential election, done. All right. Finished. Kaput. Whatever.
What?
Yes, it's true. But still, it's an important day. And it's coming up in a week and a half. And so we're going to have a number of political guests next week, you know, kind of talking about how the, you know, what are things happening like right now. I'm still waiting to hear back from the second person to confirm, but we're going to I'm planning to be on the Penn State campus on Tuesday with Zoom Base Alpha. And we're going to have, again, those guests we had earlier from the College Democrats, one, and the College Republicans. In this case, we're going to have them together. And, again, rule number one, no fisticuffs allowed. All right, no fisticuffs. That's not allowed. No, we're going to have some fun. And I think they're looking forward to it, too. But when we talk about elections, I mean, folks, come on. If you follow news at all, there's all these claims all over the place about cheating and rigging and lack of trust and, boom, lawsuits and challenges. And so I thought, wait, let's get a guest on to talk about elections. And this is a county thing, at least here in Pennsylvania it is. And we have a county elections board made up of our three county commissioners. And so I reached out to them, and we're thankful that County Commissioner Mark Higgins got back to us and said, yeah, let's talk about this. So first off, Commissioner Higgins, good morning, and thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Good morning. Is it Scott and Jeff both?
It is. Well, yeah, you got both knuckleheads this morning.
Well, it's Jeff and the chipmunk, and I'll explain the chipmunk part later. All right, that's very weird. Do want to ask just some county-related type questions if we could later on. But, again, the main reason I reached out to you was for the elections, which is coming up here in a week and a half. And I get the feeling, and, Mark, I could be wrong, I think a lot of people out there, I mean, they know how to vote. They know to go to a polling place or get a mail-in ballot now. They know how to vote. They really don't know anything else about the whole rest of the process. And so I thought, let's, you know, kind of do sort of an education of sorts on things that happen kind of behind the scenes that most folks, you know, really don't understand exactly how this works. Now, first off, let's talk about the elections board. You are on the elections board. Your fellow commissioners are on the elections board. What is this exactly? Let's start there. Tell us, what is the county elections board? Are there more people involved? You know, what do you do with that and so on? What happens with the board?
Sure. Well, I do definitely want to mention, first off, that in the years when we're up for election, we are not on the board.
So that would have been last year.
Last year.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So we nominated three capable people to be the elections board last year. And then in addition to the three people on the elections board, and Commissioner Dersham's now going to do something like his 41st election or something like that, which is kind of a record for Center County. We have our entire election staff who are very experienced. I think between the three of them, the three main employees in that department, they've been running elections in Pennsylvania for, I mean, I don't want to upset them, but I think it's something like 75 years. A lot of experience there, and we rely heavily on them for finer points and operational details.
They don't look like, Mark, they've been doing it for a day over 25. Let the record just clearly
exactly.
show.
Exactly.
Oh, boy, well, you're kissing up. What are
well,
you doing
I mean,
there?
Come on.
Hey, they're right now, they're working like 12 hours a day, 6 to 7 days a week. And presidential, they work like 14-hour days for over a month. So I am very, very grateful for what they're doing, what some of the other permanent staff in that office does as well. They're a little newer, but they've already been through several elections. And then very much appreciate the election workers who are county employees 2 days a year plus a few hours of training every year. Also for, it used to be our maintenance department, our facilities department, who still helps. But we also have now an experienced outside contractor used to moving electronics equipment who helps us set up the roughly 87 physical precincts that we have scattered throughout the county.
All right. Now, that was kind of my next question, because obviously Election Day must be crazy. And depending on things...
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah, the day after Election Day is probably crazy, because there's a lot of things to clean up and finish. So right now, all right, we're a week and a half from the election. All these folks that you just mentioned, what are they doing like today? What are they doing in the lead up to a week from Tuesday?
Right. So at this point, they're assembling the packets for all of the precincts. Obviously, first you have to make sure that every packet has everything in it. We do vary the number of provisional ballots a little bit by precinct, because obviously we have some precincts like Curtin North that have, I think, about 100 registered voters. And then we have a number of medium-sized ones in the Bellefonte area, a greater Bellefonte, that might have 800 to 1,000. And then once you move to the center region, we have precincts that used to be mostly cornfields that now might have 2,000 or even 3,000 people living there. And for consistency's sake, we really rarely change the size or shape of precincts. The last change we did was to help the college students out, because we used to have 4 precincts on campus to try to keep each precinct, you know, down in the ballpark of 2,000 or fewer people. And it was so confusing for the students, because, you know, they move around from dorm room to dorm room, and they're like, well, wait, last year I was in this precinct. And we're like, yeah, but you moved, so this year you're in the other precinct. So we've just made most of campus just one precinct. They get in one line that moves really fast, and then, you know, usually there they have to tend to show their ID because they're first-time voters. And then we give them a ballot, answer their questions, and they... stick it in the tabulator.
Now, there's a thought off the top of your head. What's turnout like on campus on Election Day? I mean, for instance, obviously, most Penn State students are not from here. They're from some other place, and they're here now. And so my thought is, well, they probably have an I don't care attitude. I'm not from here. I'm not going to vote. Maybe I'm wrong there. What is turnout normally like for Penn State students?
Well, over the last 10 years, Scott and Jeff and the Chipmunk, I'm assuming you guys are advertising for Buc-ee's or something?
Something like that,
yeah.
It was just a big chain down south. I think their mascot is a chipmunk. No, we've seen a change over the last 10 years or so. I mean, it used to be that, say, during the primary for a local election, you'd have 10 people voting.
Ten.
And even some of those would be like Penn State employees who, for whatever reason, need to live on campus. But we've seen turnout now in the local elections in the hundreds. And for gubernatorial elections, I mean, the turnout used to be, I don't know, 1,000, 1,500. Now it's well over 2,000. And obviously for contested presidential primaries, you tend to get a pretty good turnout. And then for an actual presidential election, it is the largest single precinct in the state, Scott and Jeff. And usually there's at least a truck from CNN parked there, oftentimes another truck from Fox as well. So they interview a lot of the students. They watch all the busyness. Obviously, there's big rushes, you know, an hour or so before a big class block or an hour after a big class block. There can be hundreds of citizens in line to vote. You know, you're talking really early in the day or maybe pretty late in the day. It gets a little lighter. And then, you know, we have this at all the precincts. There are just people who procrastinate this thing to the very last second. And they show up at 7:55.
Ooh.
But
okay,
we let them vote because we do not close off the access to the polling place until 8 o'clock. And if there are people in line, we give the last person in line a sign. And we, if at all possible, have somebody kind of out there making sure that that is the last person in the line and everybody else after 8 o'clock is turned away.
Okay, I was going to say, if somebody walks in the door at 8:01, confronts them and says, "I'm sorry, you're too late." Is that the way it works?
Yes, but it would depend on the precinct. A lot of precincts are in an actual building, in a room, and so it's pretty easy to just at 8 o'clock and 1 second or 2 seconds just close the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even at the hub, sometimes there'll be a line out the door, but as soon as the line is no longer out the doors are closed.
All right, now, this next one, I honestly don't know this, but when I go vote, I get the big ballot, I get a pen,
yeah.
I fill in the ovals. Mm-hmm. When I'm done, I walk over to this...
Fill it in completely,
yeah,
please.
Okay. I walk over to this machine, I put it... There's a helper there, there's a person there. I put it in the machine, bzzz, I don't know, it scans it or something, and then they say, "Thank you very much," and then I leave. What happens after I put my big ballot in that machine? What goes on then?
Well, immediately before you put your big ballot in the machine, the newer systems are a little more sophisticated, and it might say you voted for five people. It varies per election, but let's say you voted for five people for Democratic delegates to the convention, and you're only allowed to vote for four. At that point, we don't know who you meant to vote for. So the system will say you have overvoted for the presidential delegates. Would you like to spoil your ballot and get a new one? And then somewhat more commonly, people will just like not vote for a particular position. And again, the system will say there's at least one position you're not even voting for. Did you mean to do that? And then you'd click yes, and then the machine would take it. So once the machine takes it, it counts the filled-in bubbles. Now, black ink is best. If you do end up with a really, really dark blue pen, that'll work too. But, Scott and Jeff, we have seen Sharpies, which are a real pain because they bleed through.
Yep.
And there's a lot of local elections where we actually do have candidates on both sides. Or people use crayon, especially in presidential years, as, I don't know, a way to stick it to the people in charge.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, that ballot, especially if it can't read anything, that ballot is inside the machine put in a special bin. And we, when we pull it out later, it's segregated because we know we're going to have to go through it bubble by bubble by bubble. Because when you're mentioning we're busy, like, the day of the election and the day after the election, no, it's a three-week process. Because military and overseas voters must have their ballots postmarked in whatever country they're in by election day, but we can receive them for as much as a week after the election. Because I don't know if you've known any service people, but it can take a long time for an envelope that you mail from, say, a small third world country to make it back to Center County. So they're allowed a whole extra week for them to come in. And those are fun because they print them on whatever paper they have in their home country, which is generally not an 8.5 by 11.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break. County Commissioner Mark Higgins is our guest. Again, we're primarily talking about elections because I really do think, A, a lot of people don't understand what happens behind the scenes, and B, for some reason, a decent number of people think there's lots and lots of cheating going on. So we want to try to get to the bottom of some of this, all right? Just some background information. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We're going to take a break, find out more when we come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead, exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
You can listen to The Fox 98.7 everywhere. Search The Fox 98.7.com. The Fox 98.7.com.
At home, at work, and in the car.
Fox Sports.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
Sweet America.
True freedom of speech is uniquely American. So speak up and speak out live on the radio. At Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Call The Fox phone toll free. 844-THE-FOX. That's 844-THE-FOXX. Your opinion really does count. And you'll never be thrown in Fox phone jail. Because, hey, we don't have one.
Sweet America.
Get up and get going.
Do you have everything for your next get-together, party, or event?
Did somebody say something about a party?
Let the 64 Beer Store take care of all your party needs with great beverages and snacks. With over 400 beverage offerings, they have all of your beer, wine, and soda choices in one location. They also have kegs for the bigger events, too.
The 64 Beer Store, 1/2 mile north of Interstate 80, Lamar, 6102 Nittany Valley Drive, or call them at 570-726-8687.
Hey, have you checked out our website, 98.7thefox.com, our online home for everything The Fox? Click the stream link wherever you are. Information on Let's Talk with recordings from recent shows and interviews. Information on our afternoon regional sports programs and links to all of the great Fox Sports shows heard the rest of the day. Check out our Let's Talk blog posts, local high school sports scores, and links to several area news outlets so you're always in the know. 98.7thefox.com.
Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Talk about great prices. Center Hall Farm Store has fantastic deals to help you save money all winter long on heating wood pellets.
Come here, Bear. Come on. Come on.
Oh, yeah. And for your ferocious little Pomapoo, shepherd, horses, and just about every other farm animal, even your birds. Center Hall Farm Store has created its own perfect, unique mixture of feed, along with commercial feed of your choice. Center Hall Farm Store, 110 West Allison Street, Center Hall. CenterHallFarmStore.com.
Point Sports Emporium is proud to announce the Simply the Brave program, now available from Skag Power Equipment. This program offers pricing discounts of 15% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price on Skag lawn bars and more accessories. It is available to current and retired fire, police, and EMT personnel, as well as active duty military and military veterans. Visit Point Sports Emporium today to learn more about the Simply the Brave program and Skag's incredible lineup of lawnmowers and debris management equipment. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Here's the K2 Roots Foxcast. Windy and much colder today with showers. Temperatures holding steady or falling. Windy and cold tonight and tomorrow with additional showers. It could be some wet snow seen in the higher elevations. The overnight low temperature tonight, 36. It'll feel like it's in the upper 20s and low 30s, though. Then tomorrow's high temperature, 45 to 50. This is WeatherBell.com Chief Meteorologist Joe Bastardi.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday edition A little open phone time and a rundown of the local sports scene will be coming up in the final segment this morning.
All right. Now, once again, we're talking about elections because we've got one finally coming up in about a week and a half, finally. And the idea is what, you know, kind of what happens behind the scenes. Again, all these allegations flying around and so on. Done at the county level, and so County Elections Board. And again, we thank County Commissioner Mark Higgins for joining us for another segment here this morning. Now, Mark, the whole thing about mail-in ballots, this is what gets some people really worked up. And I'll be honest, this is Scott. I want people to go somewhere to go vote. Mail-in ballot, I'm not a fan, but anyway. How does that work exactly? Because there's a lot of contention that somehow people out there are cheating when it comes to mail-in ballots, and there's fraud and all this sort of thing. So from your perspective, from the County Level Elections Board, how are mail-in ballots handled? Like, what are the deadlines and so on?
All right. So, Scott, you definitely don't want to live out west then, because there's four states out west where you can't vote in person. You just can't.
Wow.
Everything's by mail.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and those states are, I think, 50-50 Democrat and Republican. It's just, in some ways, from the elections department viewpoint, it's easier to do it by mail because we don't have to set up 87 different pop-up stores, essentially, twice a year. And to kind of answer your earlier question, which also ties into the mail-in ballot, at every precinct, and definitely in the vote-by-mail room, there are at least three, if not four, in the mailroom, not 100 people, at least two of whom are from different parties at all points in the process. And if we send out a mail-in ballot, we send out a mail-in ballot. We don't send people three or four. I know people get those, please apply for the mail-in, but that's not a mail-in ballot. We only send out one per person. Ballots are counted both in the precinct and at the mail-in office. Everything's checked off name by name by name. So at a precinct, if the book says that 383 people voted, we better have 383 ballots, plus a couple spoiled ones. So those have to balance to the ballot. And if they don't, which sometimes happens, because maybe the person writing the names in the book got distracted and didn't write it down. It's rare, but it happens. A lot of human beings involved in the process. We have to balance that out. In the vote-by-mail room, first of all, currently, when you return your outer envelope, you don't have to just sign it. You have to have a date there. And that date has to be a valid date that's within the range of the day we mailed the ballots out to the day of the election. So, unfortunately, we had a gentleman show up a couple election boards ago who was like, you didn't count my ballot. And we're like, well, I don't know, did you not put it in the security envelope? No, I swear I had it in the security envelope. So we pulled up his paperwork because we had retained it. And, unfortunately, he had written the month as 9 instead of 10 because he forgot. You know, it wasn't that far into October, so he wrote down September. Well, we mailed him in early October, not September, so we couldn't count his vote. And again, in the vote-by-mail room, we have a group of people who open the envelopes, verify that there is the security envelope inside, because if you send us a ballot that's not in your security envelope, we don't count it, because we know who you are and we know how you voted. We don't do that. So let's say 98 or 99% of the ballots arrive in a security envelope. Well, then a whole different group of people, balanced between multiple different parties, then opens up the security envelope. And the envelopes are, ballots are flattened, because of course they're all folded up, and the machine can't handle something that's folded up. Then a whole another batch of people, again, balanced between the parties, put these ballots into somewhat higher speed machines than we have at most of the local election precincts. And then those are counted up. Then everything's rubber banded together in batches. Control sheets are put on so we know roughly when we counted them. And then every day, two people in a car from different parties drive the memory stick over to the Willibank building. And again, when we're all done, the number of counted mail-in ballots has to match the number of mail-in ballots we have. And at every single point in the process, there's people from at least two parties in the room. By the way, we have two cameras on the entire vote-by-mail process the whole time it's running, and you could watch it on CNET if you want. It's obviously a little boring, but some people do spend hours watching it. Additionally, at all the precincts, every party has the option of sending a watcher or a team of watchers who, one at a time, can be inside the precinct. And so you have as many as 12 different eyes on a larger precinct, not counting the hub where it's dozens of people. And in addition to those people, you have one or even two watchers from each party there the entire time. And I need to stress again, the election equipment does not access the internet. It's not capable of accessing the internet. The machines are programmed by our vendor in a very laborious one-at-a-time process.
All right, now mail-in ballots. I'm assuming there are deadlines, of course. Let's say I have a mail-in ballot. I put it in the mail on election day, which means you're not going to get it till the next day.
It's not getting counted.
How does that work?
It's not getting counted. It doesn't count. It arrives after the date of the election, and you're not an overseas or military voter. Sorry.
So, I mean, I'm assuming somewhere on the ballot that's printed, you must mail this by blah date?
Right. Well, we can't print it on the ballot by law, but we have an insert where that's in like 20-point type. You know, we must receive it by X date. That's why we have 8 drop boxers scattered throughout the county, 4 in the State College area, 2 kind of in the greater Bellefonte area. We have 1 in Penns Valley, and we have 1 over in Phillipsburg.
Now, again, you mentioned...
And by the way, the deadline for those is Monday.
Okay.
Not the day of the election. We're doing so much the day of the election, we have to pick those up Monday morning. I think it's at 9 or 10. You might want to double-check me, but it's one of those two times. So if you are a procrastinator, there's a lot of procrastinators, and you got your mail-in ballot, but you didn't even fill it out until like the night before the election, and you missed even the Monday morning deadline for pickup from the drop boxes, you can still run it over to the Willibank building in Bellefonte before 8 p.m., and we'll take it. Or you can show up at your precinct and say, hey, I have all the stuff from my mail-in ballot. I'm handing it over to you. I'm going to sign a form, and you can give me a regular ballot. And if for some reason you're missing some portion of the entire envelope for the mail-in ballot, you can still vote provisionally at your precinct.
All right. Now,
lots of backups on this.
Unfortunately, with today being today, what happens in a situation at a polling place where a voter comes in and something's wrong, they're not on the list, and they start an argument or something, and they're outraged?
Right. Provisional ballot. We don't argue. We just give them a provisional ballot.
And then what happens with that?
So what happens with that, and that's another reason why it takes upwards of 3 weeks to do all of this, especially in a presidential year. In a presidential year, we might have 1,000 provisional ballots. So elections office staff, after they've had a couple days to actually catch up on their sleep, starts going through them one by one by one. And they say, okay, I have a provisional ballot. Did this person already vote by mail? Oh, okay, they didn't. All right. Is this person registered in Center County? Now, they don't seem to be registered in Center County, so their vote still won't count. But some years, the provisional ballot count rate does approach 50%. So you know, we give the provisional ballots out, Scott, to practically anybody. We don't argue. We're going to have big signs up at this election, especially in areas where the population tends to turn over a lot, saying we are happy to give you a provisional ballot, but if you're registered to vote in a different state, it's not counted. If you're registered to vote in Pennsylvania but not in Center County, we're not going to count it. And if, say, you are registered in one state rep district, but you show up to vote in a different state rep district, then your state rep vote isn't going to count.
All right. Now, again, this is going to be a wild year. And maybe not so much a week and a half from now. I'm thinking about the fall.
No.
And certain people are already starting to gin this up, so to speak. I saw a publication just the other day. Now, this is a politically conservative publication. Mm-hmm. And the headline story on the front of the magazine, the headline story was, Will the 2024 election be rigged? That's the headline story.
Yeah. Scott, it's not possible. Okay. Over the last few years, the elections offices, not just in PA, but even nationally, have further tightened things, have put in additional double checks. So, first of all, what happens, as we talked about, is you put your ballot in at your precinct, and so long as you didn't make any mistakes on it, it just gets sucked right in. And so long as you filled in a substantial fraction of the bubble, that's what we tell people to fill in the full one, as long as you filled in a substantial fraction of the bubble and just put a little tick mark on it or something, we're going to count that vote. We're going to accumulate those. That's going to then be taken back with two people in the car to the Willibank building. That's then going to be uploaded at the Willibank building on a computer that doesn't connect to the internet either. And let me tell you, nowadays trying to update your operating software without connecting the internet is a pain in the butt, but we do it. That's then all totaled, again, on a computer that doesn't connect to the internet. At that point, we're doing quick double checks to go, okay, do we have more people voting than are registered in that precinct? Ooh, we do, which actually happened in a Republican county in Wisconsin back in the 2016 election. Ooh, stop. You can't have more people voting than are registered in a precinct. But we do have precincts in Center County that hit upwards of 90% turnout in presidential elections. So, you know, congratulations to those precincts. Then after everything's quickly double-checked, we send that data to the state of PA as provisional and send it to the media as provisional. And then the next day, we choose 2% of precincts and 2% of votes, which actually is more like, I think we've done anywhere from 6 to 10% spot checks. We check a small precinct, a medium-sized precinct, a large precinct. You start throwing in large precincts, pretty soon you're up at least 6% of the total votes from that election. We double-check every single vote, every single bubble, and everything has to match. And then a few days later, we do what's called a risk-limiting audit, where the state of PA has us check something in the ballpark randomly of 20% of the entire votes in the entire county. And absolutely every single bubble must match. Then finally, after that, and after all interested citizens have had a chance to review the results, which we post for both the initial in-person results and then updated with the mail-ins, and then finally updated with the military and overseas and provisionals, that's up there for over a week in public for anybody to look at it and do any challenge. And then, Scott and Jeff, if you want to challenge it, everything's automated nowadays, so we could rerun an entire election for you for a couple thousand bucks, and it'd take maybe 3 or 4 days.
Ugh. No, I'm not a big fan of that one. Sorry. All right, Mark, I tell you what, we have 1 minute left. I want to ask you this one completely unrelated, not election question. And essentially, we've got two news stories now about lawsuits against the county about health care at the county prison. And the second one just hit the news this week. We've got about a minute. What is going on here? Because this is starting to sound pretty strange.
Well, it's not necessarily strange. And the problem is, Scott, it's litigation. So our solicitor has told us you can't talk about it. But you know, you do need to realize that in any county in Pennsylvania, there's usually at least a few dozen, if not a couple thousand people in these facilities. In the state of Pennsylvania, it's tens of thousands. Not all of them are in the best of health. So they're actually, the state of Pennsylvania is now looking at setting up geriatric prisons because, you know, they have lots and lots of people now behind bars who are over 60 years old.
Well, we're out of time because there's our fun little music. So good luck for Elections Day. Try not to go too crazy. Get some sleep, eat, you know, exercise, whatever. And we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us.
No problem. We've been doing it for 224 years, and outside of the occasional clerical errors, which always happen when human beings are involved, no, there's
All right.
it's virtually impossible.
Your